The rest of the hour belongs to Lori Norlander, the rest of the half hour, so I don't scare her. And she is an award-winning author, and she's in the CVLA Spotlight. And congratulations on your latest book, The Jonah Complex.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
And thank you for having me on the show.
Glad to do it. Tell us a bit about yourself and how you became a writer.
Sure. I'm a wife and a mother and a grandma of four beautiful granddaughters. I'm a longtime resident of Chippewa Falls and a graduate of UWEC with a degree in business administration. I have over 35 years of experience as a CPA and an accountant in both the public and the private sectors. But I've always loved words and books and putting my thoughts on paper. So even though I had a successful career that I enjoyed, I never totally lost my interest in creative writing. I never seriously thought about writing a book until my youngest son was deployed to Iraq shortly after 9/11. And I started writing at first as therapy in a way to fill up a lot of sleepless nights. But the more I wrote, the more I fell in love with the whole creative process. And by the time he came home, I was pretty sure I wanted to be an author.
Interesting. So from accountant to author.
Well, I was always good at churning out words, but that whole concept of rewriting and editing was a skill that I really didn't know much about. Luckily, they say that you're never too old to learn, so I enrolled in a one-year advanced writer's course offered by Jerry Jenkins, who wrote the Left Behind series. And as part of that course, I was paired with another successful author, Diane Mills, who is a Christie Award winner and has over a million books in print. So it was just an incredible learning experience. During the course of that time, there was a residency out in Colorado where I actually got to meet Diane and Jerry Jenkins. And in fact, he edited the first three chapters of my manuscript,
wow,
which was pretty intimidating.
Yeah, right. And I know that that writing institute is no longer offered, I don't believe, but that was really helpful to you.
It was, tremendously, yes.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of that course, I had finished the manuscript that eventually became Mirror Images.
And that was your first book, Mirror Images. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, it's a romantic suspense novel about a woman who travels to a small town in west central Wisconsin seeking revenge against a former boyfriend, but she finds friendship and forgiveness and faith instead.
And you got an award for that one.
I did. After I had finished the manuscript, I wasn't quite sure what to do with it. And my daughter-in-law had just attended a Women of Faith conference over in Minneapolis, and they had sent out flyers talking about a contest they were sponsoring. So when she got home, she said, "Oh, you should enter your book in this." And I did, and a few months later, I was notified that I had won the grand prize, and that resulted in my book being published by Westbow Press.
Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah, it was an amazing dream come true.
And you say that resulted in Mirror Images being published?
Correct.
Okay, and so how did that translate in terms of your second book that just came out a short time ago, The Jonah Complex, which has got to be nice for you. It says on top, award-winning author.
Yes. Well, the first book, people were very kind in their response to it, and a lot of people asked me if I was going to write a sequel, and I really had no plans to do that, but an idea kind of developed, and I would say it's not technically a sequel, but there are some recurring characters, and it does deal with kind of a similar theme of transformation and redemption. So a couple years ago, I quit my full-time job as the controller at Benedict Refrigeration to write full-time, and now I'm an author.
Economically, I mean, that's a steady, solid paycheck. A lot of writers pursue it and moonlight as writers, but they've got their day job. So your husband's a jail chaplain,
right.
And obviously that hauls down millions of dollars. But so maybe that, no. So it's, you know, wonderful work that he does, and he's been in here. Your husband, Steve. But at the meantime, like, that's a big faith step. I mean, people talk about us heading off to Liberia. I say it's like a spiritual skydiving because it feels like you're going to jump out of the plane. I mean, is that how you felt?
I don't think I ever would have worked up the nerve to do it. But my husband was very encouraging. And I guess I felt like I had a message to share with people. And I just decided to take that leap of faith.
Yeah. But I mean, if I can ask, Lori Norlander, I mean, what about the economics? I mean, because you have a nice, steady salary. You were very good at what you did, from what I understand. And so you know, authors don't get, I mean, are there other writing projects you're doing, or is this just not, this is not about the bottom line?
It's truly not about the bottom line. I am working on another book right now. It's near and dear to my heart. It's a story about a young man struggling with PTSD. And my son was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress shortly after he got back from Iraq. And it's been over 10 years, and he still has some issues. He's doing much better. But post-traumatic stress is just a huge problem in our country, and tragically that affected people here in town just recently. And I think for every sensational headline, there's probably 1,000 quiet, kind of heartbreaking stories of vets that are suffering with, you know, physical ailments, chronic insomnia, depression, issues with drug and alcohol. And I think I saw a stat that I think it was a few years ago that we lost more soldiers, I think it was 2014, to suicide than we had in combat.
Well, Lori, sadly, we have had the privilege of talking monthly on WWIB with Tony Matson from Trinity Equestrian Center about their wonderful equine therapy program. I don't know if your son has had a chance. Has he had a chance to be a part of that at all?
I don't believe he has, but I am collaborating with her on this book, and it's been very great. She's got such an amazing heart for God and for vets, and she does offer that equine assisted therapy program free of charge. So if anyone in the listening audience could benefit or know somebody that could benefit them, I would urge them to contact Trinity, either Tony or Sylvia, and their number is 715-835-4530.
Yeah, it's trinity-ec.com as well, trinity-ec.com. They've served more than 260 vets, and we're due back late May, early June from Liberia, Lord willing, and we've already had discussions with Trinity to have the privilege and the opportunity to MC their annual fundraiser again late June, the last Saturday in June, and they had such a terrific event, raising more than $40,000 this year. And sadly, at the same time, though, Lori, as you are working on that, and we applaud you, and encourage you, that's got to feel, does that feel as much or more personal than anything you've written?
Very much so, yes. And that, and it's proving to be more difficult.
Mm. Because I imagine, I mean, to have a son that you love so much and then sending him off to war. We'll talk more about it when we come back with Lori Norlander, award-winning author, CVLA Spotlight today, Chippewa Valley local authors, her latest book, The Jonah Complex. I want to talk more with her about that as well. Your questions and comments are welcome for her as well at 723-2555 if you're an aspiring writer, and see if she can offer you some tips or insights into what it takes to decide I'm going to leave my job and pursue my passion of writing. WOGO.
Are you ready for a change in janitorial services? Here at the radio station, we've relied on Schleppenbach Janitorial for 9 years now. Alex has a personal approach as a local owner, and he won't demand a long-term contract. We know our building is secure. They even triple-check the doors. Schleppenbach Janitorial tailors the cleaning solutions to your business needs. Call Alex today for a free estimate at 723-6601.
When you're thinking about a high-visibility, easy-to-find office space for your business, consider the Communication Center on Business Highway 53-124 across from Farm and Fleet. Right now, WWIBWOGO has space for rent with four private offices, conference room, and reception area. This first-floor, 2,000-square-foot office area has great access to Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lake Halley, and it includes so much more. For details, call 715-723-1037 or go to WWIB.com or text the word RENT to 77,000 for a link to our website.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Current events, controversy, and courageous living from a Chippewa Valley perspective, and the courageous living of being a writer. That's courageous. Chilson Automotive, family of dealerships. Their family taking care of your family since 1959. Do the math. That's 57 years. Chilson Automotive. 10 before noon. Homepage, CVLA Spotlight. Chippewa Valley local author of the week is Lori Norlander. We'll do this one more time next week with one more CVLA writer, and then it's our final show here, our final homepage, and then we hand it off to Dennis Prager on Thursday, September 1st. In the meantime, though, Lori, you say this is the most personal in terms of your son, and I think you said you started to pursue writing more when your son went off to, what was it about your son going off to Iraq that spurred you to get into writing more?
Well, I think, as I said, it was kind of a therapeutic exercise. If I woke up late at night and couldn't sleep, I would just get up and write. And it was comforting and to be able to create a world and characters whose fate I controlled.
And you largely kept that for yourself, though? I mean, was that wasn't public at all.
No.
And so have you drawn on some of that writing now as you're writing this third book regarding PTSD?
It's really not my son's story. It's sort of a fictionalized account of how I envision maybe his life would have gone without family and a support system that he did have. The VA, a lot of the vets that I've talked to and things that I've read, the traditional VA treatments of drugs and secular counseling can only go so far. They try to bring the soldiers to a point of acceptance for what they experienced. And I just wanted more for my son, and I wanted to write this book to say that there is more than just acceptance. There can be healing. And I believe that the only way that truly happens is through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So the book will describe a fictional man's journey with PTSD as he struggles to rebuild his life and recover his faith.
Is there, do you, as an author writing on that subject, do you try to look in what have other people written, fiction or nonfiction, regarding PTSD? And if so, how much is out there?
I try not to read too much fiction because it's just, you know, I'm cursed or blessed with a good memory, and I just am always afraid that I might inadvertently, you know, plagiarize something or, you know, paraphrase something that I don't want to do. So, but I have, because of my son and because of my interest in this book, have done a lot of research and reading, and Toni Madsen has agreed to collaborate with me on this with them. And I had lunch with her a while back, and Sylvia, one of her therapists.
Mm, yeah, excellent. No, they do some fantastic work. So have you come up with the titles for your books, or do you leave that to somebody else, or what?
Well, because I have, the first book, it was a contest. It was published by the self-publishing division of Thomas Nelson. And so it was kind of a process, almost like self-publishing, although I didn't have to pay anything for it. So I had complete creative control over the books, which is nice. So I can keep the titles that I want. And actually, my daughter-in-law designed both book covers. She's a photographer in Eau Claire.
Mm-hmm. So we kind of kept it. Very professional. And I think as good as Mirror Images was, I mean, just kind of the brighter and the blue on Jonah Complex is really nice, too. So
thank you. I think she did a great job.
With the Jonah Complex, we only talked a little bit about that, but I mean, so one thinks of Jonah from the Bible. Is that the intention, and how does that tie into the story?
Yes, it's kind of a play on words. The main character, Bay, is a psychiatrist, and Abraham Maslow actually coined a phrase called the Jonah Complex, which probably most of us studied in college to some degree.
We remember Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but what is the Jonah Complex?
I think he kind of probably lifted the idea from Scripture, and his theory was that people are often afraid to self-actualize or reach their
which is the highest of the needs.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So it's kind of a play on words on that, because it definitely is a book about second chances, which I feel in the story of Jonah in the Bible, God gives Jonah a second chance to do things right. And my main character is also in that position where she carries a lot of wounds from the past, and she needs to figure out a way to start over and believe in second chances and the power of transformation.
Who's it for? Who's your target audience with the Jonah Complex?
Well, many years ago, I read an article by Michael Hyatt, who was the CEO of a large Christian publishing house, and he said that he wasn't really interested in, or he didn't deliberately seek out great Christian fiction. He sought out great fiction from a Christian worldview.
Uh-huh.
And that really resonated with me. So I think that as an author, my goal is to write entertaining, uplifting fiction that will appeal to those in the faith community, but also to secular readers. And because I write from a Christian worldview, that's who I am, I feel that I have a unique opportunity to expose a wide range of readers to a point of view and a set of values maybe that they've never really considered before.
I think a lot of times in the arts we face that. Is somebody a Christian comedian or a comedian who's Christian? Is somebody a Christian actor or an actor who's Christian? And what are the differences of that? I mean, if you have a plumber, you want somebody who does good plumbing. It doesn't matter really how much they know the Gospel of John, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I would want that. And so, and I always remember this woman, Alice Bass, and I remember she was with a church in Orlando, but she said too often our Christian productions, movies or otherwise, seem to be formulaic or provide answers. And she said that the best art raises questions. And so I always thought that was interesting. So, all right. Hey, Chippewa Valley local author spotlight today for Lori Norlander. Why fiction over nonfiction and her involvement in CVLA when we return the final 2 minutes, WOGO.
Noble's Tire Service, we keep you rolling strong. Over the years, we've been the name to trust. When you need tires, you need to come see us. From cars to trucks, farm equipment, and more. Noble's has the tires that you're looking for. We're family owned, so we take good care of you. Noble's Tire Service, we keep you rolling strong.
Are you ready for a change in janitorial services? Here at the radio station, we've relied on Schleppenbach Janitorial for 9 years now. Alex has a personal approach as a local owner, and he won't demand a long-term contract. We know our building is secure. They even triple-check the doors. Schleppenbach Janitorial tailors the cleaning solutions to your business needs. Call Alex today for a free estimate at 723-6601.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, nobody loves being interviewed by me more than Lori Norlander. We'll do the final 2 minutes here on WOGO. We could talk all day, Lori, but we're just going to limit it to the final 2 minutes. First of all, why did you decide to write Christian fiction? You got two books behind you, award-winning. You're working on this third one. It sounds fascinating, but why fiction over nonfiction?
I guess I never really considered writing nonfiction. I just love the creative process of kind of creating a story world. I think that all books are moral tales on some level. There's some kind of a conflict of good and evil, and I just enjoy using both my analytic ability to weave a complex plot together with my faith and write inspiring
But what if a publisher came to you and he said, Lori, I'm willing to pay you a sizable amount of money. I'd love you to take your journals regarding your son going off to war and then later a battle with PTSD after he comes back from Iraq. And I just see your skill as a writer. Would you be willing to turn that into a nonfiction book for us?
Well, I suppose it's possible. It's not really my area of expertise, I don't think, but I guess with the right research and collaboration, it would be something that would, you know, be a possibility.
Yeah, so just an idea. All right, CVLA, Chippewa Valley Local Authors, it's a great organization, a lot of encouragement, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Writing can be a pretty solitary and insecure profession, so to be able to get together with fellow authors and for the encouragement and the camaraderie is really great. And then, as you touched on before, marketing is not my forte. It's really difficult in a small market to build a reader base. So having this collaborative group of creative and talented people has really been a great experience.
Terrific, Lori. Again, they can find out about CVLA, Chippewa Valley Local Authors, on Facebook. They're developing a website. Congratulations to you, the Jonah Complex, and all the best in writing this, working on this new project on PTSD, working with Tony Matson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Out the door.